人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
听众朋友晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我非常荣幸地请到美国小企业管理局第十分局的局长贝塔亚塞来到我们的节目。So welcome, Beto.
Hello there, welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
好，非常高兴能够做客今天的美国故事节目。
好，那我简单的介绍一下那个亚塞局长啊。那亚塞局长是今年，也就是2024年1月份被任命为美国小企业管理局第十分局的局长。他最初是来自墨西哥，是2003年来到西雅图的。那么他到西雅图之后呢，就开办了多家企业，并且参与了本地的创业和移民的事务的那个社区。那 Beto 他也是多个组织的理事会或者董事会的成员。包括大西雅图地区商业协会，长青商业资本，以及Sad Mia 基金会，等等啊。那么他还是华盛顿州 LGBTQ+ 的理事，然后呢，并且和墨西哥驻西雅图的墨西哥总领事馆有联系。那么他还是墨西哥那个联邦政府外交事务的一个秘书。那这就是我们对亚塞局长的一些简单的背景介绍。
Well, Mr. Yasei, Xiaoyuan just give a brief introduction about you. You were appointed as the administrator of U.S. Small Business Administration Region 10 in January this year. And you're originally from Mexico and moved to Seattle in 2003. And after that, you launched several businesses and become involved in local entrepreneurial and immigrant services. And then you also served on boards of directors and as trustees of numerous organizations, including Greater Seattle Business Association, Evergreen Business Capital, and Sid Meier Foundation. And you are also on the Commission of LGBTQ+ of Washington State, and also collaborate with Mexican Consulate in Seattle and the Secretary of Foreign Affairs for federal government in Mexico.
That's correct. So thank you so much for the beautiful introduction, and I'm very, very excited to be here with your community. I appreciate the invitation.
我非常开心你们介绍的真是太棒了。我很高兴今天能够和你们作为华裔的群体能够有这次聚会的机会，非常感谢。
我的第一个问题就是亚塞局长，您最初是从墨西哥来的，而且是2003年来到西雅图的。那么您能不能跟我们分享一下您来到美国之前的经历？
So our first question is that you immigrated from Mexico in 2003, and could you share your experience before you came to the U.S.?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Mexico, from Guadalajara, and when I decided to come to the United States in 2003, I was decided to come here to look for opportunity. As you know, many immigrants were always looking for an opportunity. It would be an economic opportunity, an opportunity to be safe, because many times our countries of origin might not be a safe place to be or identify ourselves of who we are. So I decided to immigrate. I started my own business with only $250, selling jewelry at Fremont Sunday Market. And I was able to grow my business for very, very micro to an operation that have almost 20 employees and a couple stores. I have retail and wholesale. So the process of immigrating from Mexico.
Can I translate part by part?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course, no problem.
对，我是从我的出生地在墨西哥，我从墨西哥是在2003年来到美国的。最初来的目的是因为美国有很多的经济方面的机会，而且对于移民来说，他们也更加安全，因为在很多我们原生国我们是得不到这样的安全保障的，所以我决定移民。我最初来的时候兜里只有$250，我在 Fremont Farmer Market 农民市场农贸市场开始了我的生意，从一个非常小的小企业发展到有20名成员。So, could you say like 3 to 5 sentences and then I translate?
Of course, yes. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I've been in that situation of translation as well. And then I know how you're doing a great work and I appreciate you. So, yes, it was very hard to navigate the system to move from another country to United States and also understand the business system. But I was able to do it looking for opportunities and looking for a better world, a better life for myself. So do you want to translate that?
所以我是从一个非常不同的国家，一个不同的系统来到这里。最初能够打通这个系统，这个商业了解这里的商业规则，对我来说是非常困难的。但是我们大家都在寻求机会，让自己得到更好的发展。
And I was able to become what we call the American dream. I was able to reach the success of having financial sustainability, having my stores, employ people, and I feel very proud of being there. And from there is how I figured out how to start giving back and how to start supporting other communities, not only the Latino community that I'm part of it, but many other communities that are Black, Indigenous, people of color. I serve multiple communities in sharing my own success with them, or how do I get there as an entrepreneur, immigrant entrepreneur.
所以我花了非常大的努力来取得最初的成功。这是每个人都希望获得的。我拥有了自己的商店，我可以开始帮助其他的人。然后在我获得了成就以后，我开始回馈社会，不仅仅是我所属于的西语的这样的社区，同时还有各种其他的，包括黑人社区、亚裔社区等等。
那我问第二个问题啊，就是亚瑟局长，您是出于什么样的动机，或者说什么是什么激励你从做小企业，或者说就是营运非营利组织，到政府的机构，就是特别是美国小企业管理局去工作的。
So the second question is what motivated you from being an entrepreneur and organizing NGOs to pursue a role in public service like the one in U.S. Small Business Administration?
So, as I part of my journey as an entrepreneur owning my own businesses, I thought I saw a need in the communities that they look like me on how to figured out how to navigate the complexities of owning a small business. And that's how I decide to found Ventures, an organization to help micro enterprise, small business on how to navigate the complexities of starting on their own business. So that's how we create Ventures with an organization who offer technical assistance, training, coaching, access to capital, and ongoing support for minority business owners. And that I wasn't, you want to translate that or you? Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 能够向政府机构发展是我的这个旅程的一部分。因为我开始在接触到很多的企业家，他们都希望拥有自己的公司。而我觉得我应该给他们一个信念，就是看上去像我们这个族裔的人也是能够取得成功的。所以当我的这些同伴们来寻求我的帮助的时候，我成立了一个公司叫做 Ventures， 这个机构能够帮助外国人或者是移民打通商业的路径，了解美国的体系是怎样的。我们这个公司提供很多技术方面的帮助，包括培训和一对一的指导，所以这是为什么我开始从事跟商业发展相关的政府工作的一个契机。
I would like to say that a small business administration is not a new agency for me. When I was building my business, I get access to capital through the small business administration as a borrower. So I get access to a microloan, a 7J, and then that was as a borrower building my business. But then Ventures also was an SBA lender, so we were able to deploy capital through the nonprofit organization that I lead for 15 years, Ventures. So when you ask the question, how do I land it at the SBA administration, is because my trajectory and my background of being able to support small business for more than 20 years.
美国小企业管理局对我来说不是一个新的代理人，因为我在我的从商的过程中，有很多机遇是跟他们打交道的，包括我在建立自己的资本的时候，曾经向他们贷款，我的 Ventures 这个公司，也是帮助其他的小企业，帮他们向小企业管理局寻求贷款，所以我跟这个企业打交道，这个组织小企业管理局打交道有15年了。我的发展的路径和我的背景，使我能够在这次的能够这次获得小企业局局长这个职位，因为我已经和他打交道有20年了。
那我问下一个问题，就是。也是局长您担任这个小企业管理局第10分局的局长，有没有什么样的主要的目标啊？您打算怎样实现这些目标？
What primary goals as a regional administrator of SBA Region 10 and how do you plan to achieve them?
So my plan is to focus mostly first things are to dedicate, starting with a very specific outreach campaigns for minority business owned. So, I cover 4 states. It's Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Alaska. And all those states have a district office, and I'm committed to make sure that all those districts office do a very more than 50% or at least 50% of their efforts to outreach to minority business owners, because it's so important. This administration is focused on equity, and that's how we want to start. Definitely, we also want to invest on technology, on how do we bring technology into rural areas to support those businesses who don't have access to the resources. So.To start with.
好的，所以我想说的第一点，首要的一点是我会花很多精力来为少数族裔的公司为他们争取福利。你们知道这个第十区有4个州，包括阿拉斯加、爱达华、Oregon。 俄勒冈和华盛顿州，每一个州都有他们的地区办公室，我希望每一个办公室都将至少50%的努力和资金投放到少数族裔的企业当中，这不仅仅可以带给他们更多的机会，也是一种公平的体现。另外我还会在发展科技的这方面进行努力，包括给乡村地区带去科技，让他们也能享受经济的发展。
That's great. 我们也想知道您就是您个人的经历，就是包括就是云印小企业，然后在多个组织担任那个董事会成员，这样的经历对您就是支持你们就是这个第十分局所管辖的四个州的小企业是有什么样的帮助？
So we're wondering how your personal experience help you support the small business in the four states of Region 10. These include your experience as a small business owner and also board directors of numerous organizations.
Yeah, so I think I'm able to see the challenges of a small business owners because I was one of them, and I'm still part of multiple other investments and as a small business owner. So I do know what are the challenges of an entrepreneur has every day. And I think that give me a different perspective on how we can support them and also how I can advocate for them. When I report to the headquarters, to the Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C., to bring the needs of what I'm hearing from my community and my region. And I also, my experiences, do you want to translate?
Yes.
Yeah.
我的经历让我能够看到小企业主他们面临的挑战，每天他们都遇到不同的挑战，而我也曾经是在他们的角色当中，所以我能够从这个视角是跟他们相同的，能够理解他们的需求，另外我也可以帮助他们做各种支持的工作，并且为他们发声，在包括在华盛顿D.C. 的各种会议上。
Then I also have been in multiple other leadership positions that can help me to be a supporter of all the regions and all the district directors to make sure that they are able to achieve their goals and give them direction of what we're trying to do with this administration and focus on what I mentioned earlier, equity. So that I think that's a very unique combination of I have had experience in leadership as a director of the multiple boards and also as a CEO for a nonprofit, but also owner of my own companies. So, and I'm connecting all that to make sure that I'm also supporting and putting myself on those shoes of many, many small business owners in our regions.
另外我的作为领导人的经历也能够让我更好的成为这个第十局的局长，因为我可以和其他的主管单位的领导进行沟通，给他们提出指导性的建议，一起来实现我之前提到的公平的原则。我的经历包括作为各个理事会董事会的领导者，作为一个非盈利组织的 CEO, 还有我拥有我自己的小企业的这个企业主的角色。这几个方面的角色共同支持我能够以不同了解不同人的需求，然后和企业主以及政府官员都能打好交道。
我们问下一个问题，就是我们知道太平洋西北地区呢是有多种多样的经济的那个经济的叫怎么说 就分支或者说然后然后您是怎么计划让小企业管理局能够在资金上面资源方面还有机会方面来帮助各种各样不同的商业领域的。
We know that Pacific Northwest is known for its diverse economic sectors. How do you plan to support different industries in terms of funding, resources, and opportunities?
Well, as we've been talking about it, equity is the goal number one for this administration, and we really want to continue putting resources on what are those small business need, who are the communities who need the more resources, and that's how we're doing this. Right now I'm doing an assessment of who are those businesses, what are those industries, and also how do we connect. Some other industries might not need resources, like economic resources is more like how to help them to expand, so we support them, but how do we even connect those larger businesses into more small businesses. So that's one initiative that we're thinking. And yes.
像我一直所说的那样，公平性是这个我这一届领导人的第一要务。我们会持续的继续把资源投放到少数族裔的企业当中，我们还会做各种评估，了解他们是谁，是什么样的工业或者产业需要我们的投入，因为有的大企业它可能需要钱去扩张，但是我们可能更希望能够帮到，首先帮到小企业，我们也需要各种机会去跟他们建立联系。
And I will just add that it's very important to be an active listener, to hear from all the different industries and the different size of businesses. And I see a small business administration and specifically my role as a connector. So how I'm going to be able to help them and facilitate those conversations to make sure that when I hear from someone and a specific need, how do I connect it? Either with my office or with my team, but also could be with another resource that is not necessarily be part of the SBA. But that's what I'm going to be, a connector and a trust, building bridges of trust between the government and the community.
还需要指出的一点是，我们都需要做一个非常活跃的倾听者，这样我们才能了解到不同的人的需求，在不同的对不同的产业以及不同大小规模的企业，他们都需要表达自己的需求，我希望能够成为一个连接者，然后帮助各种对话和讨论的进行，做到能够听取不同的公司和我的政府当中团队他们之间的建立这种沟通，成为沟通的桥梁。
我们进一下广告 ，Let's have a break.
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
再次温馨提醒大家，疫情虽然已经过去，但你仍需要接种有助针对新变种病毒的2023至2024年度 COVID-19 疫苗。 一旦感染，可有助降低长期 COVID 风险。如果你没有保险，仍然可免费接种疫苗。如果你觉得出现症状，请马上进行检测，以便在必要时获得正确的治疗。详情请致电1800-525-0127，并按井字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作。
您是否觉得有人盗用您的身份？如果有人使用您的个人信息开立新账户、购物或获取福利，请向联邦贸易委员会举报。您会查明下一步如何操作，制定自己的计划，帮助您挽回损失。请在东部时间上午9:00至下午5:00致电877-438-4338，电话是877-438-4338，然后按3选择您的语言，联系听取您的举报内容的口译员。是否更愿意在线举报，请转到identitytheft.gov。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
祝各位听众朋友新年快乐！
啊，欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 有幸的采访到美国小企业管理局第10分局的局长 Beto Yasei。 那我们对这个提问的次序做一个小小的调整啊，就是现在问一些就是 personal 就是个人的一些问题啊。那我们知道那个亚塞局长您是从墨西哥来的，去跟墨西哥在西雅图的领事馆有很好的关系，甚至还在墨西哥联邦政府有一定的联系啊。然后那您作为美国小企业管理局的那个第10分局的局长，如果一旦美国的利益跟墨西哥的利益有矛盾的时候，您会站在哪一边？
We have a new question not in the list. we know that you're from Mexico and you have very good relationship with the consulate or the secretary in Mexico. But you're now American resident. So if there's a interest conflict between Mexico and the U.S., what would be your reaction to it?
Oh, that's a good question. So, well, I feel like both places are home. So Mexico and United States, both my countries, I will say, because I might have a dual citizen. So I will definitely analyze and study what kind of conflict is, what we're trying, because conflicts could be very specific and very different about what is closing to my values and how do we respond to that. So it depends of if the conflict is something that really bothers me in terms of my culture, my heritage, my family in Mexico, I will respond and I definitely will advocate for my home country, which is Mexico, where I born. But at the same time, United States has been so generous and it's been a great opportunity for me to be here. So it depends on what kind of conflict is and how it will impact my values as a human, as a citizen of the both countries.
这是一个很好的问题。实际上我把这两个国家都当成我自己的家。而且我也是双重国籍，是两个国家都同时是他们的公民。我想如果真的遇到这样的冲突，我会就事论事，然后因事而异，就是我会去分析和研究这个冲突发生的原因，看它有什么特别的地方和跟其他的事情不同的地方，然后我会基于我自己的价值观来做出反应，如果这件事情影响到我的文化背景，我作为墨西哥移民的 价值取向和对于我家庭的影响的话，我应该是会为我的从前的原生国站在这一边的。但是同时美国对我来说也是一个非常慷慨的国度。所以我想我会是会根据事情的不同做出反应。
啊，那感谢您回答。我们还知道您长期担任华盛顿州 LGBTQ+ 那个理事会的理事，然后我们很想知道，就是在这个过程当中你有没有遇到什么样的困难。
We know that you are on the Washington State LGBTQ+ Commission. Have you met any difficulties while working on the, at this role?
Can you repeat the question?
What difficult situations have you encountered on the LGBTQ+ Commission?
In what regard?
I think you have been on the journey of on the Washington State LGBTQ+ Commission. You are a commissioner, and did you experience any up and downs on this role?
If I experience any ups and downs on the LGBTQ+ community? I definitely experienced some complications about, because overall Washington State is a very progressive state, and then it's a very welcoming state for the LGBTQ+ community. But definitely we still need to have more progress around how do we bring more resources to that community. And I also see a lot of opportunity to be serving that community through my new role as a small business administration to make sure that that's one of the communities that many times it's underserved.
Okay. 是的，在这个LGBTQ+这个组织里，我确实遇到了很多复杂的情况。虽然华州是一个非常进步的州，而且欢迎不同性取向的人，但是我们还是需要更多的进步，在这个领域对于这个族群。我希望能够作为小企业局第十局局长的这个身份能够带给这个群体更多的资源，让他们也能够得到发展的机会，因为他们通常是被不足收得到的服务是不够的。
Two more personal questions. 然后就是在您的人生当中谁对您的影响最大？
The personal question is, who has the biggest impact on you in your life so far?
Who has had the biggest impact in my life? Well, definitely my parents have made a big impact in my life. They both were amazing mentors and coaches and supporters. So I think everything started there with my family, and I'm very grateful to what I have. But also over the years of my career development, I have great mentors and great supporters in Mexico and United States. And I always like to say that I got into this place because my community and a lot of those supporters put me here.
对我来说，我的人生影响最大的当然是我的父母。他们都是非常棒的人，从我很小的时候开始就在影响我，是我的指导老师和支持者，我非常感激他们。同时在我的职业生涯当中，我也碰到了很多的老师和支持者，不管是在墨西哥还是在美国。这使我能够获得今天的成就，我非常感谢他们。
那我们还有一个 个人的问题，就是您认为您事业成功的主要原因是什么？
What's the biggest reason for your success in your opinion?
What is the biggest reason of my success in my position?
In your career. In your career.
In my career, okay.
Yes.
Well, I would like to say that I'm a person who likes to be in service. So all my career, I like to help people. And it's always something that I advocate for. How do I connect resources to the communities? And I always like to talk about it's not just the Latino community, because I'm part of the Latino community, all communities. So when I was the leader at Ventures, we serve all communities. We serve the Black community, the Asian Pacific community, with the Latino community, women, LGBTQ, the white community. So for me, it's all about how do I be in service and how do I support people to achieve what they want to do, especially if they come from a minority background.
我想我成功的最大原因是我非常乐于服务大众，我非常享受帮助别人的过程，为不管是什么样的族裔发声，是我的一个志愿，我尽自己最大的努力把资源带给不同的社区，这里包括各个社区，不仅仅是西裔社区，还有亚裔、黑人社区、白人社区、女性、不同性取向的社区等等，包括我在 Ventures 做这个组织的时候，我会帮助到不同的人，所以我想我成功的最大的原因是我乐于奉献，同时不加区分的对待不同的社区。
那我们再进一下广告， Let's have another break。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501 206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 有幸的邀请到美国小企业管理局局长第十分局的局长贝托亚塞。非常感谢亚瑟局长接受我们的采访。那我接下去的问题就是，您曾经担任过一家叫做Ventures， 也就是一个非盈利为那个就是小企业主啊，消除贫困的一个非盈利组织。那么就是您有没有想过就是怎样用类似的方法，就是在小企业管理局里面，就是做类似的事情。
So I am interested in your background with ventures. You mentioned several times already. Do you see a way to use the similar strategies to expand in your current role?
Not necessarily, because I think that was something that I did in the past, but what I can do is the learnings that I had in that organization. And again, because we were an SBA lender and a micro lender, I think a lot of the things that I can, that I learned and the people that I serve in that career or in that time in my career, I think it helped me. to understand better what are the needs of a small business in a region and beyond, and also bring that voice to headquarters, to Washington, D.C., because that's a great opportunity that we have in this position that as a regional administrator, that I can be a voice of my region to a high level nationally with other regional administrators and also with headquarters and the administrator Isabel Casillas Guzman, the White House, the President Biden.
我想最直接的影响可能就是这个影响不是直接的，但是我确实在我的这个经历当中得到了很多信息，包括我了解到不同的小企业，我们作为一个小额资金贷款人能够听到不同的小企业主他们的需求了解他们如何服务到他们对，然后同时我现在的这个职位使我能够为他们发声，包括把这个声音传到DC 我们的总部那里，还有和其他的各个地区的局小企业管理局进行沟通，让其他地方的局长也能知道第十局的情况以及向拜登政府直接的对话。
我们很想知道，就是小企业管理局第十分局接下去有没有什么样的项目，或者说有什么倡导就是帮助小企业的方面的项目，你能不能跟我们介绍一下？
So we're wondering whether the Small Business Administration Region 10 have some future programs or initiatives to help the small business in this region?
More than just focus on this region, the SBA is really expanding, and the way that we are working is, as you probably know and remember, we were the organization who distributed the PPP and EIDL in the times of the pandemic. So we distributed more than $1 trillion in those resources. So what we want to do from that learning is to continue leveraging our learnings and becoming a more streamlined organization where our programs and the process of how do we do get access to capital became more streamlining and more efficient, and the community get access to all that. Definitely, you want to translate?
By the way, what is the full name of FBA?
SBA, SBA, Small Business Administration.
Yes. Um, 我想说的是小企业管理局它正在丰富它服务的范围和方式。我们在新冠流行期间曾经提出过工资PPP, is that payment?
Paycheck Protection Program.
Paycheck Protection Program. 工资保护措项目，工资保护项目以及其他的一些项目，我们得到了1 trillion, is that 1000亿
？3 billion, right?
One trillion.
一万亿
的资金，我们希望能够很好的利用这笔钱，然后把我们的这个小企业局的工作进行的更加流水线式的工作，包括更加流畅和更加有效率。
因为您对那个小企业所面临的挑战的理解，您将怎样保证小企业管理局的服务能够对您所管辖的那个地区，也就是第十区的所有的那个小企业主 都是能够获得你们的服务的，而且是有效的。
So, in view of what the difficulties you may face in Region 10, what's your perspective about the service, how to give services accessible to all the small businesses in this region?
So again, I will be focusing on not only for the region, definitely I'm serving the region, but we do have Administrator Guzman has led the agency in and standing up a new customer experience management initiative. So with something that we call my SBA to transform the American small business owner experience with our agency. So the my SBA is like one, imagine like what we want to do is just have one umbrella for all the programming that we offer, including our certifications, our contracting, our capital, our consulting, everything the Small Business Administration is offering under one umbrella. So we want to continue expanding that and making sure that the community in our region know about this. In that way, we can serve as many small business from the multiple communities across the whole region. So that's one. Okay.
我想说不仅仅是我们的这个地区就是我们作为一个政府机构也需要提高自己的管理能力。包括在我们这个第十区我们希望能够推出一个整体的一个一揽子的计划包括为小企业主提供各种支持各种资金来源各种咨询服务能够使更多的小企业主获得我们的一揽子的服务。
好，那就是我们知道您是自己是一个成功的小企业主，然后您想要对这个第十区的小企业主说什么，就是建议他们怎样克服困难获得事业的成功。
I know that you were once a very successful entrepreneur. You have your own business. So now as the director of SBA Region 10, do you have any suggestions for the small business owners? Do you have advice for them to just handle their difficulties if they have some?
Yes, that's a really good question. So I, on my journey as an immigrant from Mexico that I moved here 21 years ago, I always feel that it's very important to know the culture of the place that you immigrate, in this case, United States, to learn how do you navigate the system. And education is key. And how do you get access to those resources? In this case, we're talking about a Small Business Administration, but it's beyond that. So how do you, sometimes as an immigrant communities or minorities, we get insulated and we don't really look outside of our community. So my suggestion is it's possible. As I've been interviewed, you asked me about my journey and look at where I started and where I am today. So my suggestion to small business owners is going to be moments that is going to be difficult, but don't hesitate to reach out to organizations like SBA or other organizations. The federal government has multiple resources. United States has a lot of resources. So that's what I will encourage all small business owners to reach out and so get seek for support and don't give up. Sometimes it's pretty hard to just get. Yes.
我作为一个新移民21年以前从墨西哥来到这里我非常能够理解就是不同的文化在这个我们移民来的这个美国它对于人们的重要性我们应该努力的去了解我们所到的这个国家的文化试图在这个商业系统中找到自己的方向 所以教育对于人来说是非常重要的。它包括寻求不同的资源，在这里主要是小企业局的服务。同时我想说，不要把自己和社会隔离开来，也不要仅仅是在自己的族裔当中寻求机会，应该看到自己所属社区以外的更广阔的世界。这是一个非常困难的时期，我想我给大家的建议就是要努力的向外扩展，寻求不同的机遇和帮助，寻求更多的成功。
好，我们今天非常有幸的请到美国小企业管理局第10分局的局长贝托亚塞。那在节目的最后呢，我们还想问最后一个问题，就是亚塞局长，你能不能跟我们西雅图中文电台的听众，特别是大西雅图地区的就是华人社区、亚裔社区，说一两句话。
The last question is, could you say something about to our Chinese Radio Seattle audience, especially the Chinese and Asian community in Greater Seattle area? Can you share something, the last few sentences with them?
Yes, I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. As I mentioned before, I'm here in service.And don't hesitate to reach out to me. I really want to be a friend of your community. I want to know what is needed. I have the privilege to collaborate with some people in your community. And I just have a big respect for what you do in your community. And I just want to be a friend, a supporter. And I've just been enjoying this, listening to you speaking your language.And I mean, just, I wish I can speak your language, and it's just so beautiful. And I just want to be around your culture and being respectful of your culture and supportive of your culture. So I'm here and I have your back and support you.
觉得非常感谢能够受到邀请来参加今天的节目。我也希望能够作为小企业局的局长，能够为大家提供更多的服务。希望你们能够reach out, 就是能够拓宽自己使我们能够有一些联系。我非常希望能够成为亚裔社区的朋友，一个支持者，了解你们的需求，我觉得你们所做的事情是非常值得尊重的。我也很喜欢你们的语言，很享受听你们说中文的感觉，希望能够在这个文化当中，我们进行更多的交流，成为好朋友。
好，感谢贝托亚塞局长 ，Thank you, Administrator 贝托亚塞 ，Thank you much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So, how do you say thank you in Chinese?
谢谢。
谢谢。
谢谢。